Our guest is William Murphy III. William, you wear several hats. You know, you're an artist.
Several.
You're a minister, and you own your own record company. How hard is it to get your own record company off the ground?
Well, man, you know how when you see things on television sometimes and they'll say, don't try this at home?
Right.
That's my advice. Don't try this at home. But we were just, you know, I was signed to Sony. Actually, the first record I made it. You know, I took it right to the hood, sold it out of the trunk. And my grandfather gave me my first $15,000 to make a record. And we did it. And so the next record we got ready to make, we did it again by ourselves, but Sony heard the record and they were so impressed with it that they signed us to Sony. And then the urban division of Sony, BMG, went through a major downsizing. And so they practically released all of their gospel artists. And so I found myself back again an unsigned artist. But the Lord spoke to me and said, just because you don't have a record label now, that doesn't cancel your assignment. And so, man, I just started walking by faith, man, and we pulled some money together and, you know, threw some things together. You know, I don't want to give you the impression that we just threw anything together, but, you know, the timeline that we had to do it in, man, we had to move pretty quickly. And I really believe that the hand of the Lord is on it. You know, one of the things in our church is one of the recurring things is to dream again. And I want to encourage somebody who may be listening and you feel like, you know, you don't have enough money, you don't have enough relationships, just obey God, because what God has provided for you doesn't have the right to manifest until you begin to walk by faith. You know, a lot of times we tend to sit back and wait on things to manifest, and then we start making moves. But God is saying, the things that I have assigned to meet your need, they are in front of you. And until you start making forward progress, you'll never run into it, because the work of God is already finished. And as you begin to walk by faith, you'll just start bumping into the finished works of God. And that's what we did, man. And God just started to give us favor, and we made a connection with Central South Distribution, and they agreed to distribute the record. Man, things just started coming together. I'm supposed to tell you as well, HJ, that August 7th, 8th, and 9th, I'm going to be hosting my first praise and worship conference/gathering. I don't really want to call it a conference because I don't want people to come with that religious mindset, but it's going to be 3 days, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. 3 days, we're going to be together here in Atlanta, and the Lord has been speaking to my heart about the last 2 years, and I had to tell my church Sunday, you know, to be honest, I was walking in fear, man. I was scared to do it. You know, I just put a record out, you know, I need to get some of my money back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just kind of get pulled in so many different directions, but, man, I'm obeying God, man. And so August 7th, 8th, and 9th, right here in the city of Atlanta, people are coming from all across the country. The other day I was contemplating canceling the meeting, and just because of some budget issues, and you know, people are hurting financially across America
right
now. And so people are pulling back in so many different ways, and I felt like, well, maybe this isn't the time to do it. But I heard the Spirit of God speak to me, and he said 888, and I knew what he was saying. And so we're going to be here right in Atlanta. Let me give the website for that.
Yeah, do
it. HJ. It's okay. Murphy3Ministries.org, and that's the number 3, Murphy3Ministries.org. You can go to the webpage. We've extended the discounted registration. The registration, I think it was like $75 or $100, but we cut it down to $50 just to make it a little more doable for people who really want to come and just say, hey, you know, I'm in a pinch right now, but I really want to be there. And so we just left the registration at $50, and we cut it down. And because I just believe that there's a remnant group of people that God has been speaking to, and we're going to be dealing with some serious things, man, transitioning sound in your church to the sound of the kingdom. We're going to be dealing with the prophetic sound, the multicultural sound, and we're even going to one of my closest friends who plays with me on all of my records, Chip Dixon, who has worked with Rodney Jerkins and all type of guys like that. He's going to be there doing some hands-on training for musicians, literally showing what chords to play when you're trying to release healing or deliverance, or when you're trying to create celebration or jubilance. He's going to be doing some hands-on stuff, showing the musicians what chords to play, when to play it, how to play it. Man, it's going to be an incredible 3 days in the presence of God, and I'm just believing that when we leave Atlanta, nobody's going to leave the same, and that there's going to be a major impartation that God is going to release during those 3 days, man. That website, again, is Murphy, the number three, Murphy3Ministries.org. And, man, I'm so you talk about wearing different hats, man. Mm-hmm. Last week, I just got out of a conference in Birmingham with Bishop Paul Morton. I'm the new general overseer of music for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. So wow. Last week we were in Birmingham doing that conference. It was phenomenal. And in August, we're going to be with praises. We're calling it Praises What I Do, the Worship Gathering. And I'm guaranteeing you that if you show up, your life will never be the same again. So I'm a conference host, a daddy. My wife is looking at me now as I do this interview. I don't know what she wants, but she's saying something. Say hello to the people since you all up in my interview. Say hello.
Hello, people.
Hello, Ms. Murphy.
All right. But, man, I'm wearing some hats. Today is my daughter's 5th birthday, and I'm on the radio with y'all. Can you believe
wow.
it?
Wow.
Man, hey. I'm wearing hats. I'm leading a church. I'm leading a label. I'm leading music for Full Gospel. I'm a conference host. I'm a son, I'm a father, I'm a brother. So, man, y'all stretch your hands toward the radio and pray for me.
Hey, hey, for real, you are a busy man.
God's doing what he said he would do. And, man, I'm just a testament, H.J., that I've not always been perfect. I made some huge mistakes. But when your heart is right, you know, God says, I'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. And, man, so I'm just grateful, man, that I can still be used as a tool of worship in the hand of God, and that God chooses to do so many incredible things through my life and my testimony. And who would have ever thought, you know, when my mother was 15 years old and having a baby, 15 years old, my father just turned 17, having a baby, who would have thought that God would use the product of that relationship? My parents never got married. I mean, practically spent most of my life with my mom. And then, of course, my dad was always around. And thank God for that, and helped to shape me into the man of God I am. But who would have thought, man, that the product of a 15-year-old girl would be on the radio interviewing and talking about leading a church and conferences and making records, and people's lives are being changed. Man, my life is nothing but a huge testimony as to what God can do when your heart is right. And so, man, I'm just grateful, man. And again, just to be on the line here with you today, man, is just a tremendous blessing. I'm so blessed and so favored and grateful to God for the things that he's done.
Hey, we thank you. Our guest, William Murphy III. Don't forget, the project's called The Sound.
And the new single is called I Will Rejoice. And if you can't wait to hear it, you can get on the net right now and go to iTunes.com and download it. Or you can go to my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/William Murphy. And just take a listen to it. Can't download it from there, but if you like it, you can certainly jump on the iTunes. Or we prefer you to go to our webpage, which is WilliamMurphy.org. That's www.WilliamMurphy.org. Click on The Sound, and we'll shoot it to you in a couple of days. And I'm telling you, when you encounter God through the ministry of music here, it's something about your life is going to be better. So, H.J., hey, I thank you, man.
You are welcome.
Man, I kind of took over the interview here, but I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor, so you give me the mic, I'm going to preach.
No problem. We have enjoyed it. Our guest, William Murphy III, on Star 94.1.
Thank you, man.